All right, everybody, welcome to another week of the Doe and 5-0 show. Joe?
Lee.
It's a marathon today, buddy. It's
marathon. Yeah, we're going to have a hard time today, aren't we? We screw up enough in one show.
Yeah, we're shooting, well, you guys won't really know that, but we're shooting back-to-back shows today because I'll be on vacation for a couple of weeks.
So. He calls it a vacation, but what is it really?
Hell.
Yeah.
In I'm being
Florida.
Forced to go to Florida, folks.
He's going to come ironic? Back. He's going to come back with a lot of material.
Might be another all Florida show by the time I come back.
That's what we're hoping on.
But we are going to shoot a couple back-to-back shows so we don't miss anything for everybody. So you'll get another show next week. It just won't be as quite as current as what they're used to. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get the ball rolling, Joe. Are you familiar with the Amazon Echo Alexa device? Do you guys have one of those?
Yeah. Come on. It's like we've never met.
You know what? If I say Alexa, you know what that is. Surely you know
yes,
what that is.
Yes, I've heard of that.
A lot of families all over the place have the Amazon Alexa device. They come in all types of shapes and sizes and price ranges.
I've heard a lot of odd things about Alexa. Your mom's a big fan.
My mom is not a big fan of Alexa. She has some very colorful names that she calls her. But anyway, it's a voice automated assistant for those of you that live under a rock and don't know what it is. So you can put them anywhere in your house. You can have more than one if you want. Just say, Alexa, turn on the porch light or something like that, and it'll kick it on if you have a smart bulb. So and you can ask it anything. It can answer damn near any question that you have. It's crazy how intelligent these things are. But it's always come with a stock voice, so I don't know if you use any type of voice assistant on your smartphone or not. Obviously, with Apple, we have Siri. You guys have something called the Google Assistant, I think, on Androids. But Siri does have different variations of their voice as far as male, female, different nationalities, like British voices and stuff like that. Nothing too outrageous, really. Alexa's getting ready to take her voice to the next level, though, Joe. Samuel L. Jackson is going to be a new voice for Alexa here in the future.
Ah, that's great.
So that's right. Amazon's Alexa is soon going to be much more foul-mouthed, as Samuel L. Jackson has just signed a deal with a company to provide the first celebrity voice option for the digital assistant.
Well, that's funny.
According to Amazon, the actor is just one of many stars who will be available as an Alexa voice assistant in the future, as more guest voices will be added to the platform in 2020. The Jackson voice pack for Alexa will be made later this year for a bargain, 99 cents. And better yet, it comes with the capability, Joe, of using swear words.
Oh.
That's right. That means there's a good chance your Alexa device will soon be calling you a mother.
Turn off the damn light. I can see that's
installing
funny.
The pack for use is very simple after purchase. Once installed, Amazon users will be able to say, Alexa, introduce me to Samuel L. Jackson. And they are then given the option as to whether they want the clean or explicit version of Samuel L. Jackson's voice. As if anybody is going to choose anything but the profane voice for Samuel L. Jackson.
Why would you even want his voice if you're not? Yeah, that's funny.
As for how his voice is coming to Alexa, it's the result of a new text-to-speech technology developed in the house at Amazon. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing you're going to care about. Everybody has to know who Samuel L. Jackson is, right? I mean,
I would think.
My gosh, that guy's been an iconic actor for forever, but I thought that was a pretty funny story, especially since you'll get the profane version, which I don't even know that Samuel L. Jackson's ever been in a movie where he wasn't profane.
I don't think so.
I can just hear the voice commands now coming out of that thing. Alexa, turn on the porch light. Turn it on yourself, mother.
I ain't your damn slave. I can see that.
Boy!
So you don't have to get up and take three steps and turn on the porch light?
No. So if you have we have smart bulbs in our house, Philips Hue bulbs. So once you pair those to your Echo or I use HomeKit for most of my stuff, which is an Apple. Everything's related through Apple. And you can say, Alexa, turn on the porch light, and boom, she should turn it right on.
Or you could get up and turn on the porch light.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be archaic like that and get off your couch and do it, then that's fine. So,
okay.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I was actually trying to think of different actors I'd like to hear.
Maybe some James Earl Jones. He got that nice deep.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
I don't know. The possibilities are endless. We'll see how this takes
Adam
off.
Sandler.
Yeah. All of his voices. I want the Waterboy version. Mama says, turn it on yourself. That's some high quality H2O. All right, moving on. California officer Joe calls for help during a high speed pursuit because his Tesla, was almost out of power.
Wait, the policeman's Tesla?
Yeah, apparently they have Tesla police vehicles in California. So the last thing a police officer trying to chase down a suspect in a high-speed pursuit needs to see is a warning that the patrol car is running low on gas, or in this case, battery juice. So that's how it went Friday night in Fremont, California, in a Tesla, no less. I'm saying it right this time. I concentrated when I read this article.
What did you call it last time?
I think I was calling
time?
It Tesla or Tesla. I don't know what I was calling it. During the pursuit of a felony vehicle that started in Fremont and reached peak speeds of about 120 miles per hour on the highway.
The Teslas go that fast?
The officer driving the Tesla radioed in to dispatch that he might not be able to continue the chase he was leading. I'm down to 6 miles of battery life left, and I may lose it here in a second, according to Officer Hartman.
Well, at 100 and some miles per hour.
So this goes on for a while. I'm not going to go into all the ins and outs of the detail. They did catch the guy, by the way. But holy cow. Why would you have a smart car for a patrol vehicle?
So when you grab your car in the morning, when you take that in, isn't that first thing you do is gas up?
Well, we're fortunate enough here to have take home vehicles, so we take our cars home.
But don't you have a full tank of gas when your shift starts?
Not always, but I never let mine get past half a tank. So if I'm coming in on,
is there a rule though?
No, there's no rule.
See, that because that could have happened with gas too.
Right.
What if Russ Tusky was out there and he screwed around and he just didn't put any gas in it, and all of a sudden he's on E and he's chasing somebody?
Yeah.
So it could happen either way.
Well, we know what happens when Russ chases people. He falls down and gets hurt.
It's okay, Russ. I understand completely.
Yeah, you can't make fun of him anymore.
No. You have video of me doing it.
That's right. All right, Joe. Yeah, that's just crazy to me. A freaking smart car for a police vehicle. California, man.
I had no idea that they could go that fast, though.
Yeah, I don't know if he was traveling that fast or not.
So the felon was traveling 120. He was doing 35. He had his foot out the door.
I can just hear the carnival music playing in the background. All right, out of Austria, Joe, couple receives nearly 25,000 ecstasy pills in the mail by mistake.
Oops.
Middle-aged couple in Austria received quite a surprise one morning when the parcel that was supposed to contain dresses bought from an online retailer in the Netherlands turned out to contain nearly 25,000 ecstasy tablets.
Don't you hate when your packages get mixed up like that?
The unnamed Austrian woman, age 58, mistook the purple pills for decorative decorative stones.
Started wearing them.
upon closer inspection by her husband, who was 59 years old, they realized they were probably stimulants and returned the package to the local post office in Upper Austria. The originally planned cozy breakfast was quickly over, and to the horror of the couple, it turned out that though one of the packages did contain the two dresses, the second had over 24,800 ecstasy tablets. The post office was equally astonished, which is why the police and subsequently the narcotics department of the city police command Linz was informed. According to Austria police, the 24,800 pills were worth around $550,000.
Wow.
Though police Scotland told CNN that the likely UK value of the drugs was around 205 grand.
Oh, well, that's it.
That's it. The Netherlands is one of the world's largest drug producers, and earlier this year, Dutch customs officials reported that the amount of ecstasy and amphetamines being sent in the post office, through the post office, had tripled from 137 kilograms, which equals to about 302 pounds U.S., in 2016 to 460 kilograms in 2018. Following an investigation by the Linz Drug Squad, it transpired that the package was intended for Scotland. Police in Scotland and the UK's National Crime Agency are jointly investigating the matter. An NCA spokesperson told CNN this is a live investigation, and inquiries are ongoing. In July, police searched the premises in Glasgow, Scotland, but no arrests have yet to be made. That's a lot of money going through the post office like that. I mean, are there any bigger drug dealers than the United States Postal Service right now? Well, this wasn't even the United States, but
right.
Just the Postal Service in general.
Right.
And I'm not blaming them by any means,
but look how easy
this is to ship.
But I'm confused because the police or the narcotics division said that this many pounds go out every year. How do they know? Are the drug lords saying, yeah, this year we sent out this many? Yeah. And obviously, maybe they caught that much. Or is that how much is going out?
Yeah. Well, that's...
We got a lot of questions here.
Yeah, that's just what's being caught. So, well, folks, that's all we got for this week in news, Joe. It's that time of the day. It's that time. It's time to go to Florida.
Florida.
Here we go.
In Florida, a girl craves tomatoes. This story ends in a bit of a race. When she didn't get just what she wanted, She chased Grandpa to stab him in the face. What the hell is with Florida? Where all crazy shit seems to come from. A week won't pass by without lots of stories proving that Florida's dumb.
All right, everybody, welcome to This Week in Florida.
Are we in Florida?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, shouldn't we need a hat or something, don't we?
Well, it happens.
All right.
Out of Pinellas County, Florida. Florida, Joe. It seems like we go to the same places over and over again. It's astonishing. Yeah. Florida woman busted for DUI while drinking White Claw. They're only 5% alcohol, she says. Have you seen all the White Claw memes going around on social media? And
no. I'm sorry.
it's like the trendiest new, I guess it's like a hard seltzer alcoholic beverage. There's just, I work with a guy that seems to like these things, and we bust his chops all the time about it. And they seem to be, I've never had one. They're just a trendy thing. And obviously people that have, I guess, I don't want to say hardcore drinkers, but people that have been consuming alcohol for years, you know, they give me my Miller Lite, give me my Budweiser, stuff like that. And now there's this stuff here. So
I'm too old to be trendy.
Yeah. Florida woman had to learn the hard way that there are, in fact, laws when you're drinking claws. That's their motto. There's no laws when you're drinking claws, is what they say. So, Danae Morrison, age 32, was pulled over on U.S. 19 on Wednesday after other drivers reported seeing her drinking the popular hard seltzer White Claw. Deputy said Morrison had been driving slowly and was swerving out of her lane. The deputy detected a strong odor of alcohol in her breath and noted that her appearance was quite unkempt. Her hair was in a nest, her skirt was sideways, and her shoes were off, the deputy wrote in his report. Morrison reportedly refused to take a breathalyzer test, saying, "If I do the breath test, it is an automatic DUI." She admitted to having a drink at noon that day and two White Claws as she drove home, but argued that they're only 5% alcohol. Morrison was arrested on the charges of DUI and booked into the Pinellas County Jail. She was released the next morning.
But we learned that if she just said that she was too pretty for jail, that she wouldn't have to stay there.
That's true. Well, apparently she doesn't. She's not as.
Hey, that's what. Next time I get pulled over, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not going to work for you.
You ugly!
Florida man dressed as Fred Flintstone gets pulled over for speeding, Joe. There he is. That's a hell of a car.
Is that a Tesla? That's so funny. You're putting that up there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That is really funny.
That's fantastic. Fred Flintstone found himself a long way from bedrock. This is back in November. It's just now circulating through the news. The Hanna-Barbera character, who is actually a Florida man named Don Swartz, with clearly way too much time in his hands, drove around the Wesley Chapel area in a smart car that was customized to look like the iconic Flintstone mobile.
Oh, it'd be nice and quiet, and that's funny.
Well, it must have been a slow day in the neighborhood because Pasco County Sheriff's Office Deputy, God only knows, Buttafuoco, decided to use the off-the-wall incident as an opportunity for a photo op, staging a scene where Swartz got pulled over for sighted and speeding. On Sunday, November 4th, Deputy Buttafuoco pulled over Mr. Fred Flintstone, also known as Don Swartz, for speeding in the Meadow Bedrock Point subdivision in Wesley Chapel. Mr. Flintstone was issued a citation for speed and became unruly and had to be detained. After further investigation, Mr. Flintstone was issued a notice to appear and released. Deputy Buttafuoco then seized the vehicle, which is now part of the Pasco Sheriff's Office fleet. This is what intelligence led to policing to look like. So we'll put up all these pictures. This guy did a pretty good job of
he did. The car. That's very cool.
Very special thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Don Trina and Trina Schwartz for being such great sports. Yabba dabba doo.
Oh.
So he wasn't actually in trouble. They just he did find him driving this thing on the roadway.
That is really funny. So, yeah. Good for him.
That guy. That was
You know, that's the kind of crap I'm going to pull when I retire because I'm going to be bored out of my mind.
That's pretty cool. I don't even know how I would handle that if I saw it. Pretty funny. Well, Joe, it's that time for the song, the article that inspired your song for this week. Out of Callahan, Florida, Florida woman didn't get enough tomatoes on her sandwich, so she chased Grandpa with a knife, according to the deputy's report. She looked pretty damn happy about it, too, there in her mugshot.
Yeah, she is not upset about this at all.
Katie Gates just wanted more tomatoes when she allegedly hurled a water bottle during a dinner time at her grandparents' house. When she didn't hit anyone, deputies in Nassau County said the 19-year-old moved on to a pack of cigarettes. This time, she nailed her 79-year-old grandmother in the eye.
Mm.
Her grandfather had seen enough. Deputies said he moved to regain control of the house and discipline his grandchild. Gates, however, wasn't having it. Authorities said she picked up a knife and started chasing her grandpa. When he ran to the door, he went outside and kept running to safety. As she chased him, Gates allegedly shouted, "Mother, explicitive, I'll stab you in your explicitive face." The grandma then called the sheriff's office, and they took Gates to jail. She's facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon and aggravated battery on a person over the age of 65.
It's kind of mean, but kind of... How old was he again?
He was 79. Oh, the grandma was 79.
And, I imagine he was yeah, about...
It doesn't say how old grandpa was, but...
It said that he ran out the door and kept running. He was 79.
Yeah.
Now... I just don't see it. How fast was he going?
Well, she's clearly...
She's not right.
Yeah.
Wow, she's going to stab him in the...
Over a tomato.
Yeah.
Those must have been some hella bad tomatoes.
No, she wanted more. They must have been really good tomatoes.
That's what I mean. They must have been really amazing tomatoes for her to
want. Oh, okay.
They're just... Everybody's nuts down there.
They are. And you're going to go down there.
I know. I may not make it back. I may not make it back. These might be the last two shows ever. You're welcome.
Yeah. They owe us then. Can we get money for that? If you guys will all donate, we'll stop doing it.
That's a good idea. We'll have to GoFundMe. We'll put a GoFundMe up there. Stop the madness. All right. That's all we got for this week in Florida, Joe. It's time for this week. And political garbage.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This part always makes me mad.
Ready to get fired up, Joe?
I don't even know what it's about yet. I'm already angry.
Welcome to This Week in Political Garbage. Here we go. Democratic presidential primary candidate, your favorite, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat out of Massachusetts.
Oh, I have her mask. You should have told me that was about her. I could have worn it.
Well, she's launched her fight via social media to have taxpayer dollars fund gender-affirming health care so that transgender Americans can have a free sex-changing surgery, Joe.
I don't know. F*** you. How about that? How about that? What the hell is wrong with her? Screw her. You know, every once in a while, she kind of makes sense. And then she does something like this. That does piss me off.
Well, and this is a long article, so I'm not going to go into all the ins and
outs. No, that was enough. But, yeah, I mean, that was really headline enough. She's stupid.
This is part of her platform.
That is a really...
Well, similar to the notorious presidential campaign flip-flops of former Senator John Kerry, who was a Democrat out of Massachusetts, who she followed as a Democratic Massachusetts senator back in 2013, Warren has stood on both sides of the issue when it comes to taxpayer-funded gender transplant surgery for transgenders. I'm shocked.
She's standing on both sides, just like the people she's trying to represent. Yeah.
In the past, Warren has taken heat from progressive activists for saying that she felt providing gender reassignment surgery for a prison inmate was not a good use of taxpayer dollars. She's now since changed her tunes announcing her run for the White House. When she was running for senator back in 2012, she agreed with conservative rival that taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for transgenders to have operations that mutilate and cosmetically change their sexual organs. Warren, who was previously scrutinized back in January for saying in a 2012 senatorial debate that then Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown, that she too thought using taxpayer money for gender reassignment surgery on a prisoner was wrong, now seeks support from the LGBTQ activist community. Now a spokesperson for Warren's 2020 presidential campaign is making it clear that she is fully behind the LGBT community to the extent of veterans, soldiers, and prisoners getting gender reassignment surgeries with taxpayers picking up the tab.
Well, in her defense, she was saying no to the prisoner, but now she's saying yes to prisoners again. Mm-hmm. No, no, no! That is so irritating. Everything for everybody should be free. It's not free. We're all paying for it. No, come on. That's just so many lines have been crossed. I'm so effing sick. Of everything is declining. All of the morality in America is the loud minority making all this effing noise that we want this and we want that. And because the squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? Mm-hmm. And so people like Elizabeth Warren, oh, yeah, 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 that's what I mean, because that's she wants to get the votes. But what dumbass doesn't know is that the very quiet majority is going, wow, you're really an idiot. Yeah. I'm not going to vote for you. Shit. How stupid. How do you...
You know, I don't understand, I guess, the mindset of some of these...
Idiots?
Well, I mean, let's look at the voters that a lot of these candidates are targeting. And, you know, it's free country. Vote for whoever you want. It doesn't right. matter to me. Support who you believe in. But do your research and go back and look at these people, how they have flip-flopped on the same topics for their entire political careers.
Well, just to get votes. Not only that. I mean, everyone does that. I mean, even my stances on things have changed over the years. If you interviewed me... But seven years ago.
These flip-flops, though, Joe, they always center around an upcoming election for
yeah.
these people.
Yeah, they do.
It's not something that's occurred necessarily in their life that makes them change their outlook on life. It's, well, this is the popular group this is what's trendy right now.
Honestly, they're not even the popular group. They're the loudest group.
Well, you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, they're the ones that are, you hear the most about.
Grabbing the headlines right now.
Grabbers, so. You know, and let's say that this woman would win the presidential campaign and become the leader of this country. She'll just walk all over these people that voted for her. She'll do whatever the hell she wants that
right.
makes her rich and powerful.
They all do that.
But this headline
they all
here,
do that.
I mean, really, have the taxpayers pay for sexual reassignment surgery? Give me a break.
Why is it so... prevalent now? Why is everyone and at such a young ages too? People, I'm seven, but I'm really a girl and I identify as a girl and I'm gonna use the girls' bathroom and I'm gonna play with the girls at recess now and I'm gonna go play girls' sport. In high school, they let guys, if a guy says that he's identifies as a woman, he plays on the females' athletic teams. Therefore. Doing very well.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. She's stupid, and I don't...
Well, that's the best I could find out of the Democratic Party for this week's in politics.
Wow. I just can't...
I mean, we could get on the roll about the impeachment process, but that's just a big joke, so... I don't know.
His term's almost up. By the time they get this going, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you want to impeach... Trump, if you want him out of there, and people really want him out, put somebody up against him that will beat him. He's almost done anyway. By the time you get this done, his term's up anyway.
Did you see that the I'm gonna say her name wrong? The Rashida Tlaib, whatever she is, the vulgar one. I've got her picture up here for you. She's actually selling Impeach the Mother t-shirts as a way to raise money for her campaign. Did you see that?
That's so nice. Yeah. That's so
she
nice.
She wants to lead the country. Impeach
yeah,
the mother.
And probably one of them that have ripped on Trump for being vulgar and,
yeah.
and stuff. And I'm, you know, I was just talking to somebody about this today. Do I think Trump is the greatest thing to ever happen? I think he's the greatest thing to ever happen because he has changed... the process he has made people believe that hey I haven't been a politician my whole life and I could still run for president and I can still win, and that's what we really need to do in politics is get politicians out of it, especially these lifelong politicians, Congress and Senate, Assembly, these guys that have been there their whole effing lives. They have no idea. They're out of touch of reality. They're butt kissers. They take bribes all the time. They need to go. These people running for president, we need, I hope somebody else, I don't want Trump to win. And it's not because I think he's done a terrible job. It's just the divisiveness that has happened in this country since then. But I'd love for somebody else to step up who is not a politician and maybe somebody who's a little more tactful or a lot more tactful than Trump to get in there and pretty much do the same thing he's doing. Make a promise and try to stick to it.
Yeah, but I mean, how long has it been? I mean, I guess you would have to go back to Reagan to pull somebody that wasn't a lifelong politician, per se.
Yeah, but you know what? Even he was an actor.
Right.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean. He wasn't,
but
he didn't start off as a junior senator at 18 years old.
Yeah, I think he was governor of California, I think a couple terms.
Yeah.
Before, but yeah, it's been a long time, but that's what they need. That's what the whole country needs. People in there.
And even more than to me, the president. And you know, I'm not going to go off on a tangent about,
oh, why not,
what I like and what I don't like about Trump or anything like that. But
oh, okay.
To me, who sits in that office, you know, for 4 to 8 years isn't the biggest problem we're seeing. It's the people that make a lifelong living.
Yes.
In the Senate.
Absolutely.
And Congress. That's our problem.
Yeah.
These are our lawmakers.
You know, so. And you and I have talked about it because of, you know, my fun running for president and stuff. One of the things I proposed is that, like, Congress goes out to be on Congress, it's going to be like being on jury duty. You're going to get a letter in the mail. Oh, you've been selected for the Congress. Now, I don't want just anybody in the Congress. Really don't. I want you to take an IQ test. I don't think that's unfair. And I want you to, you have to pass some tests to get to it. You have to agree that you want to do it. It's not a force thing like jury duty. Okay. You have to say, yeah, you know what? I'd like to do that. I'm going to serve, and you're going to serve for a year. Your job, whatever you are doing, is held for you. And you cannot lose that job. You can, you know, everything's guaranteed. You are given a salary twice of whatever you were getting paid before, so there's no hardships on the family. And every year, you start, and you rotate. Not everyone's new at the beginning of the year. You rotate them. All the time they're being rotated in and out. And you get fresh ideas, and you get people that don't have enough time in there to be corrupt. Because honestly, anybody in those positions, after a while, you're going to be corrupt. You've got too many opportunities. You learn the system. People know who you are. People know what you can do. You figure out what you can do, what you can get away with, and it breeds corruption. In a year, you don't have enough time. Yeah. And you get the hell out, and the next people move in, and it starts all, are you going to have bad people? Hell yeah, you're going to get a couple of bad people. It's not going to be all of them. Right now, it's got to be most of them.
You know, and the scary thing about the, you know, the people that sit that are part of Congress, per se, is I'm always reading how they're, especially around election time, they start readings. You can get a hold of these stats that show
how many times they actually showed up for work.
How many times they showed up for these meetings. And it's astronomically low for some.
Yes.
Obama, when he was there, his was one of the worst that the country had ever seen.
No.
He was not present. So
that man could talk.
Things need to change. But so could Hitler. We've been over that. So
yeah.
All right, well, we've rambled on enough about that. That's This Week in Political Garbage, folks. We'll see you next week from hell. I'll be in hell.
I'm going to stay mad for a while, but but I don't have to go to hell.
No.
So, no, you know what? You're going to have a great time. I mean, aside from the whole Disneyland thing, because that sounds awful. But being in Florida, I can't wait for the pictures you're going to send back. That is going to be awesome. We are going to have stories for the rest of the decade. Well, no, that's only a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next decade.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see everybody next week. Take care.
See you later.